Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 32nd episode of the Secret Moonbase video game podcast. I am your host, Corduroy Turtle. I am joined by longtime co-host, Newtaff.
Hey.
And other longtime host, co-host, Occam's Electric Toothbrush.
Hello.
And we have a special secret guest this week. Came in just under the wire. It is a C-Blog recapper. See, that's what happens when I don't write things down. And a member of the C-Blog Fapcast, Smurfy McGee.
Hey, everybody.
What's up, Smurf?
Hi.
Got two Discus mods in here. What up? Raise the roof.
You said Discus, and
I forgot.
As soon as you said Discus, my mind latched onto the Olympic sport. Or, I don't know, is it an actual Olympic sport?
Frisbee? I don't think so.
No. Discus, man.
I think it was back when they still, like, fuck wrestled. But
I think now, back in ancient Greek.
Yeah, I don't think they do that now.
Yeah, okay. Just a little antiquated.
Also, fuck wrestle is the name of my Brazilian speed metal band.
We're off to a good start.
Fuck Shouldn't wrestle. It be Greek?
Don't be a homophobic. Greek metal band? I think it's
Greek. Okay. I tell you, we last episode was pretty unbalanced without you, Occam's. We missed you.
Yeah, I missed you guys.
Like three ultra nerds talking about puzzle games for 3 hours and no balance whatsoever.
Well, I'm sorry I wasn't there. I wasn't feeling too hot, so.
In fact, I slipped in the word abortion at one point, and everyone went, oh, and I just kept it. I'm not allowed to say those types of things. Anyway.
World without boundaries, man. That's what you need.
Yeah. So the
it's like Doctors Without Borders.
I was thinking the same thing. Oh man.
So we're in the next generation, guys. It's here. The PlayStation 4 was announced yesterday.
Wasn't it already started with the Wii U?
Yeah.
Is that a joke?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's
joking. Not. Actually, I think Smurf's a big Wii U guy. How do you feel about that? Is that the real start?
I guess so. I mean, it's one of the big ones, so you can count it.
It's such an apathetic answer.
I mean, it's certainly like neat and new, but I don't get a next generation feel from it.
It doesn't really need definition with PCs anyway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The generation thing.
Hmm. So what does next generation mean then? If the Wii U
holograms,
nothing.
Okay,
buzzword.
No. Just graphics, pretty much.
That's basically.
I think it's sort of lost its meaning. I mean, we had the like from SNES to N64. I think was kind of a next generation. Same thing with the PlayStation, even the PlayStation 2. But I think now it's always sort of plateaued in terms of graphics of what they can do and what the average consumer can afford. So now it's about what other things they can add in. And maybe in 20 or 30 years, we'll work on having like hard light cubes that we all just experience.
That old man head that David Cage showed looked pretty damn
it was
old.
Yeah. I'm all about that dragon, like that dude hitting the dragon.
You the see Capcom that? Game?
Is that what that was? Yeah.
Yeah.
If that's actual like in-game, like gameplay.
It did not look like gameplay, but it
looked
did
too
look
good
cool.
to be gameplay. Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like some CG stuff.
With a cleverly rendered like HUD yeah, on the
fake
in the
HUD.
Corner.
Are you guys like as excited as the internet about Watch Dogs?
I'm getting there. I love Cyberpunk a lot, and
cool.
I would thoroughly enjoy it if it's sort of like Snow Crash the video game. I'd be pretty stoked. But
is it Cyberpunk or is it just like cell phone punk?
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know, but all he's doing is like texting people and stealing their contact list.
That's cell phone punk. That's good. I like that. I'm gonna make a thing out of that. I was The first trailer, I guess they showed at E3 or whenever the last thing was,
mm-hmm.
where it was a lot more integrated, like technologies and kind of espionage stuff and kind of like Johnny Mnemonic, but you know, not Keanu Reeves. I love Keanu Reeves, but nah. Henry Rollins was in that movie. He was real good. Spider was a character.
Really?
But yeah, I'm excited. I mean, there's potential there. I need to see some actual gameplay footage and some actual, you know, some meat to it, but.
Isn't the stuff they showed at E3 supposed to be gameplay footage?
Yeah, it looks like gameplay, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe action footage. Not that has to make a cyberpunk game, but it's you know, the atmosphere bit. Some of you are walking around that party and you're seeing people, and like they show the guy was HIV positive, which I thought was interesting to add in the game. But and that's a certain element of it. But I want to see the conflict and how you can resolve it. So. Because with cyber, there's no, like, nothing is ever happy in cyberpunk. No one is ever having a good day unless someone is dying or getting fucked over, so.
I was kind of wondering what that dude's angle was, because he saved that chick from getting robbed or whatever, or kidnapped, and then he killed, like, four cops.
Have any of you seen the show Person of Interest? No, because it's on CBS. It's basically that, the video game.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah.
Handy had a pretty funny comment on Detoid when the guy scanned a homeless guy, and I guess the homeless guy had a phone. Oh. it's funny. Homeless dude sitting there with his cell phone, like, twittering.
Undercover?
Maybe. I don't know. I think it looks pretty cool. I'm not going wild for it. I mean, point at a guy, press X to steal his info, press X on the ATM to get money. I don't know.
The running concept.
Yeah.
No, you're going to have to play mini games. You're going to have to play hacking mini games.
Part of what
that sounds really tedious.
Yeah. But like the combat you could have with the cyberpunk world, it's just very, I don't know, I like the idea of it. Lots of awful integrated blades and horrible weapons and cybernetic enhancements. Think kind of Metal Gear Solid, but take it down or that Revengeance game, but, you know, take it down a couple notches.
Yeah, Deus Ex, maybe?
Somehow I don't see Watch Dogs being nearly that fantastical.
I don't either. That's why I call it cell phone punk.
Yeah, cell phone punk. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to get much more out there.
The guy doesn't have any, like, augmentations. He's just got, like, a nightstick.
You won't see him with a blade on his hand or anything.
Did you two, before we started podcasting, decide just to shit on me tonight? Or is this just something that's kind of evolving naturally?
Just you're talking about blade arms.
And I don't want you to get your hopes up.
I'm with you on blade arms. I like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not like that, what, that project, that other...
The woman?
Yeah, that's she's got blades coming out of her face.
She had Hell Mantis arms. That's great, but really, where do you go in to get that done? Is that like a thing at Target? I don't know.
Probably.
Go get new contacts and have Hell Mantis arms installed.
The entire Sony press conference secretly sponsored by Target.
Great. And just real quick, what did you guys think of the DualShock 4? Pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Like, we were talking about it at lunch today, and it was basically like, now you can have crappy touchscreen or tablet controls in your proper video games in your living room too.
Yeah, well, I mean the Wii U has a big ass touchscreen in the middle.
I guess.
I think the main difference with that is it actually displays an image, which serves a greater purpose.
I saw anything that actually used the touchpad at that conference.
When the guy was when he was watching the Unreal footage, he's like, "And look at this! I can move the camera around with the touchpad."
Oh, that's right.
You could also use an analog stick. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not really sure what the point of that thing is.
Maybe they have some great ideas for it, but they haven't. I don't know what they show. Like, I didn't actually watch the. I was working. Couldn't watch it.
I was going to give you a pass on this. I didn't think you were able to talk about it. So.
We'll see how much I can talk about it.
Okay. So.
I will say just that the whole social media aspect of it bores me to tears. I can give a shit. I don't know about Twitter and Facebook and video games. But the idea of being able to kind of instantly stream and your game and have people join in to like watch you play, I think is really super neat.
Yeah, that is neat.
Yeah, basically integrating a proper console streaming setup into the console itself.
Yeah, I think that's thinking outside the box. That makes me sound like a douche, but I do think it's something I didn't know I wanted, maybe. That's a better way to put it.
I totally tweeted something about it. I think I mentioned it to Newt about the integrating like a Twitch TV thing into consoles.
No.
Oh, yeah, you called that like months ago, right?
Yep.
Yeah, nice job.
I'm way outside the box. I'm a couple warehouses away from a different warehouse, different shelf.
What?
Anyway. I was using a box analogy.
Went too far. Oh.
Boxes on the shelf. And, yeah. Let's move on, shall we? Smurf, you've listened to a few of our episodes, right?
Yeah, all of them.
Okay.
Oh, I've listened to all of them.
That wasn't a very confident yeah, but I'll take it.
I thought you were going in the other direction with it after hearing your tone.
No, I didn't want to admit I listened to all of them
for some reason. Either.
It's understandable.
Yeah.
Well, you know, kind of our flow. So what games have you been playing lately?
Well, today I downloaded the new Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate demo. Yeah.
The one for 3DS, I guess?
Both. I downloaded both.
I see.
For Wii U and 3DS and played it like 6 times.
Is this a different game than Monster Hunter Tri?
Yeah, I mean, it takes place in like the same places, but mm-hmm. they added tons of new things to it, and it's in HD and all that.
Cool. So is it good? You said 6 times, so all right, I guess it is.
Yeah. But I really like Monster Hunter, so...
I'm intrigued by the idea of Monster Hunter, but I've always kind of been turned off by the controls. The last one I tried was on PSP, and okay.
Yeah, the claw, they call it.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
I could see that. So I'm looking someday to get into an iteration of it, hopefully with slightly better controls. I heard the 3DS one isn't a whole lot better.
It's a little better. Okay. I mean, you can tap L and like swivel around the camera instead of being weird with your hand. I don't know. I think as like a big Dark Souls guy, you would like it.
Yeah, exactly. People keep making the comparison, and I've watched some of it.
It's all about the learning, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of learning.
Like, but at the same time, a lot of the combat and the feel of the game is seriously janky and weird.
Yeah, it takes some getting used to. But there's like, in the demo, it lets you play with like 8 different weapons, which are very different. So there's a lot of options.
By the way, Dark Souls is kind of janky too. Just heads up.
Yeah, I suppose.
It feels like you're swinging a sword that's 10 feet long in Monster Hunter.
That's good. That's the thing that I really like about Dark Souls. So I would like
that
too. I love
that stupid weapon design. That's so great.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous in Monster Hunter.
I have a couple of Monster Hunter art books that I've ordered over the years, and I've never really played a Monster Hunter game. I've always wanted to. I like the videos of them and stuff, but they make art books that are just the weapons in the games. So you'll have a 200-page art book, and there's, I don't know, you know, 800 or 1,000, I'm making these numbers up, but I mean these, like, a lot of weapons, and it'll go into sections and all, and some of them, like, some of the gun sections have, like, looks like lobsters that are somehow guns, and I love when they do stuff like that, so I was really, really drawn to the weapons in the game, even though I don't know much about it other than you hunt monsters, which I think is a pretty great concept to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like the ultimate hunter-gatherer sim, you know, it's... And all the weapons and armor is made out of animals you hunt. So that's why they look like that.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, I imagine the art books are nice.
Yeah, they're pretty fun.
I always found it a little bit... It seemed kind of daunting to get into. It seems like they kind of throw you in and they don't give you a whole lot to go on. Did I get that right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. And I'm very Japanese.
Yeah, it is. It takes time and patience. That, you know, sends a lot of people away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all your fears about Monster Hunter, I would correlate to Dark Souls. So I really like that game.
Yeah, I should try this.
Anything else,
Mr. Smurf? Just, you know, little bits of this and that. My 360 isn't working right, so.
Oh man.
It won't read discs.
Dude, not
sorry.
So I've been playing digital stuff. Street Fighter, a lot of Street Fighter.
Which one? The Super Ultimate 4?
Third Strike.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish they'd go back to more interesting characters like in Third Strike. I get fucking tired of all the karate dudes. I mean, I like Akuma and all that, but come on.
Yeah, I always liked Hakan. He's awesome.
Yeah, and Q. And
Q's great.
Yeah, Q's my favorite, I think.
Even like Alex. Isn't Alex the guy's name?
Yeah, yeah. With no shirt. And the coveralls pulled down, yeah.
Yeah, it's just interesting characters in that game.
He has a move called Shotgun Headbutt, which I always thought was a really great name for a fighting game move.
That's my penis's nickname right now.
Headbutt?
Shotgun headbutt.
Let's move on.
I can only assume your lady isn't anywhere nearby.
Nope, she's out of the house. You know, you guys could just, like, politely laugh. Yeah. There you
I'm
go.
Just imagining the bruise on her forehead.
Okay.
Great.
Golf ball size hole blown in her cheek.
Why am I? Newtaff, how's Dark Souls treating you?
It's been all right. Actually, that's probably all I've done this last week. Have not played anything else.
They made other games since that came out.
I know, but I've been capturing some. I've been doing some video editing. I've got I've got two videos that I'm working on, that expose some interesting game mechanics that people may not have quite understood fully. So me and a buddy recorded a whole 4 hours of footage over the weekend, and I've been doing video editing.
Is it just frames per second type things like the other videos?
No, not this time. This time it's in this situation it does more damage or less damage, that kind of thing.
Hmm.
Yep. I'm pretty sure at least one of these things nobody has ever noticed. I think we're breaking new ground with at least one of these. It's pretty crazy.
Send that stuff off to the game developers.
I think they clearly know about it. Some of the things that we found, they definitely put it on purpose, as none of the players have realized it. Or if they do, they're Japanese and we can't read whatever they've written.
Yeah.
I bet they figured it out, now that I think about it. Right. Yeah, so boring me.
Yeah, mine are boring.
You're a pioneer, Newt.
Occam, what about you, buddy?
I beat Ni No Kuni.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Yeah.
It was quick.
Yeah. It was good. I enjoyed it. It's very beautiful, and I liked it. It was a little by the books, but it's in kind of the realm of a whimsical fairy tale. It worked very well, and it's definitely worth playing. A couple little complaints. I wish that when you equip new items, it showed up on your familiars, because you would get some really cool looking little, the pictures they would show of these items were pretty neat. And I was kind of disappointed that I didn't really change out my familiars too much. Kind of stuck with this basic few and then ground them through the game, which isn't actually a term, but we'll go with it.
They didn't really give you much incentive to
No, experiment. I mean, it wasn't really... I couldn't really tell if something would be better.
Hmm.
I looked online at a couple guides, and they said, use these, and then this. but for the most part, it was just sort of, you can stick with the ones you have, it's fine. There wasn't really an incentive to collect them all and use them all, other than different abilities. But the abilities were kind of, most of the magic I used in the game was just from Oliver, who's the main character, because he had the most powerful spells. And I used him for healing, I used him for damage, I used him for buffs. So, but it's fun. The fact that the White Witch edition online is going for $400.
Jeez.
In some places.
What? Why?
People. Because there's a demand. Be it if they want an RPG or they like Studio Ghibli or whatever. But
is it that rare?
Didn't they short the pre-orders?
Right? Yeah, they did. That's the problem. The pre-order got shorted, and there's some kind of hype built around having one. And that Play Canada did that thing where they were selling it for $400 a piece. Bunch of cunts. Yikes. But so I played that. I beat it. I'd recommend it. It's fun. And then I just started Dead Space 3 two nights ago, and I've noticed something with Dead Space 3 that I didn't have in the first two games is I'm not scared at all, and that's okay. I think. I guess it's sort of the way the game has evolved. I think 2 is my favorite because it was really just fucking awful and terrible, and you had a lot of scenes of people getting kind of their bodies and souls being violated and turned to these awful demon things. But this one, it's just sort of a lot of shooty bits, and that's fine. It's very pretty. It's very atmospheric. Good soundtrack, too, actually. But I'm not really, I don't know, just sort of I see enemies and the music's all the jarring string noise, and, yeah, and I'm okay, bam, 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 and you're dead, and I'm not.
Sorry, did you make it to the snow planet yet? I heard it.
I just got on the snow planet last night.
Oh, okay.
So I'm there in the game for whatever it's worth. But yeah, it's not bad. It is a rental. Very much so, and maybe worth $20 down the road, but I'm not going crazy for it. But it's fun for what it is. I miss the horror, you know. I don't mind the action, but I miss the horror. And so there's a little bit of that missing. But you know, it's okay. And other than that, I guess that's it. Yeah, I'll play this too.
Did you thought the second one was scary?
Oh, I thought the second was awful. I loved it. Oh, like in the very beginning where that guy is like, it's okay, dude. We're going to get out of here. It's great.
Yeah, that part was awesome.
All of a sudden, like the thing, like the dick went into his forehead and he's like,
oh, jeez.
He turns into some that, oh, I love that. That was, and it was just the way the game started. It was right in your face and it was so graphic and it was beautiful. I loved it. That was a perfect way to start the game. The fact that the game was set in kind of a, not a human world, but like on this sort of like colony ship where there were stores and nurseries and schools. I wish there would be more exploring, like a mall or something, but and just have all these horrible things running around. I like quite a bit, and I like the first one kind of more as a slow burn sort of horror game for me.
Yeah,
I was a lot more scared in the first one.
Oh yeah, that was like a whole new thing, and they went out of their way to like. There's a lot of like sound bits where like the pipe would clang right next to you.
Oh yeah,
I'd like for you to calm down, and then somebody would bust out of a.
It's another kind of shiny example of that game is for like an argument for owning headphones for when you game. Because the sound work on that game was spectacular, and even in the third one, the sound work's pretty good. It's a little can. You'll hear like somewhere off in the hallway and you're, okay, I get it. There's a thing, but maybe I'm jaded or I read too much about the game before it came out, but it's not bad. I'm glad I rented it. You know, I'm not going to buy most of these games. So. Although Netflix Gamefly just sent me Metal Gear Revengeance, which I'm very excited about. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hearing lots of good stuff about that.
Yeah, it's going to be slick. I'm going to enjoy it.
What about you Corduroy?
Sorry.
No, you go.
I was going to ask Occam's if you saw any of the DLC for Rising.
Yeah, some neat shit there.
It's glorious.
Yeah, I mean, that's some solid DLC. You know, I usually kind of shrug at those things because they never really appeal to me, but they're doing some nice stuff. And a fucking Gray Fox costume, even though it should have been in the game to begin with, is an unlockable. Yeah. Gray Fox, the only way to play Metal Gear.
Yeah, it looks pretty badass.
What's the other DLC?
There was one that has some missions and a new sword, and I guess it's a wooden sword, and it has the soul of Solid Snake in it, and it talks. And I assume it's David Hayter. I hope.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's I need weird. That.
All right. Well, as far as what I've been playing, pretty goddamn boring this week. Been sticking with a couple of the classics. For whatever reason, I'm on a Gears of War 3 kick, so I've been playing online now and then. I've re-upped. You know, I got to level 100 and I re-upped.
Oh, jeez.
Which all that
prestiged?
Does
prestiged? Is that what that is?
Changes the color of your level, and yeah, it's basically prestige. Doesn't unlock anything. And now I'm working my way back through. I'm up to about 70.
Oh my god.
Second time around. It's real fast for some reason the second time. Maybe there's like an XP bonus I'm not aware of. It's alright. I was watching some videos of Gears of War Judgment, and I don't know if I've ever gone back and forth on a game so many times. Like I'll see something and I'm like, it looks pretty cool, you know, maybe I will get that. And I'll see something else, it's like, I don't give a fuck about Baird. A mission, like a whole story about him talking to a judge. It doesn't sound cool. But I don't usually ever get those games for the campaigns. The campaigns are all right. But I don't know. The multiplayer is always what I've spent most of my time with. So I don't know. I have Gamefly now, kind of like Occam, so maybe I'll try it out. I don't think there's an online pass or anything for it. So maybe I'll try it out and see how it feels.
For Gears, wasn't there an online pass for the last one?
There was...
season pass thing to
yeah,
get
season
the
pass. I don't think
content.
It was an online pass. I could be wrong because I bought it new. So it,
yeah,
maybe there was. Maybe I'm fucked. definitely not buying it now. And then speaking of DLC, I picked up some new playable characters for Spelunky on Xbox Live. You can be a Cyclops, you could be a robot, you could be a fat dude, a fat girl.
Black Lady?
I don't think Black Lady... Black Lady's in the main game. You can be a Black Lady with an iPad.
That's true, actually. Yeah.
Good.
It's a fat black dude and then like a nerdy-looking fat white girl. And then there's like a ninja and some other, you know, stereotypical... I think there's a Viking. So that's cool. It was like $2. It doesn't change the game at all. But it's a different character to look at while you play and die and terrible at the game. I can't remember how long ago I set my high score, but it's been a long time since I've like comfortably gotten over 100,000 gold. I just play too recklessly.
Jeez.
I just play too recklessly. And I'm, you know, I'm too impatient now. I've gone through the motions so many times. It's like, all right, see a bat, jump, whip it, do this, do that, use a rope. Oops, I die. You know, like I think I'm better than I am, and it's like my own confidence is what gets me every time.
No, the guy you got to watch play Spelunky is a Nick SG guy. That dude.
Yeah,
is,
he goes real fast. He's just better than me.
He's like a god at that game.
He is very good, but you also haven't watched much Spelunky.
That's true. I haven't watched a lot of it.
You were like surprised he threw a rock and hit a bat. You're like, oh my god!
Are you kidding me?
It's not that hard, but it was funny to watch you overreact. But he did a lot of stuff. You know, that I learned from. It was cool to watch. But you're easily impressed. So I'm sorry.
That's true.
Yeah. So for me, that's pretty much it. It's been a slow week for games.
Wow.
So we're going
making random noises now. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Well,
this is the 1 minute random noise break.
It's a transition period.
Trying something new this week. All right, so we're foregoing a topic, and we're going straight into some hardcore listener questions.
I have a bunch of them.
No foreplay. We're just going right in. I started a thread on the Detoid forums. Figured we've been a podcast on Detoid for over a year. It's about time to go down into the basement. So I started a thread, and I got some questions here from the forum people. We're going to do those first. I think Tarvu was trolling me a little bit, but I'm going to pretend that this question is real. Have you ever emitted more than one bodily substance at once? Any combination of vomit, fecal matter, piss, semen, phlegm, pus, blood? I know that I've cough sneezed before, for sure. And I may have farted at the same time, so that was like three. But I didn't shit my pants or anything. So. Can you guys poop and pee at the same time? That's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
What? I thought everyone does that.
Yeah, that's what I figured too.
I feel like I do one or the other. I don't think it comes out at the same time.
Hmm. Yeah, it's totally doable.
You need to massage your prostate more, dog.
Well, I don't think that's necessary, but
I'm gonna do it anyway. Just to be safe. Yeah.
Let's see. I think I farted and cum at the same time.
That counts.
Right? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've been pretty sick and I've I've puked and shit at the same time.
That's just the
worst.
Between
my own legs. Yeah, it's bad.
It's like at that point, if someone came up to you with a gun, you would be okay with it.
Yeah,
Smurf, are you going to weigh in on this?
Definitely blood and pus at the same time.
Oh,
that's of course. Definitely one.
Yeah. That's probably normal, though.
Yeah.
Did you fart while you were picking a scab once?
Well, I'm sure I have. I don't know. Don't recall.
Thank you, Tarvu.
Yeah, great question.
I liked it.
Zombie Platypus asks, where have all the cowboys gone? Akam, would you like to sing us where they went?
I'm about singing it. I think Paula Cole sat on their faces and suffocated them with her big hairy muff.
Just one after the other, one at a time.
Just squatted down.
Line them up.
It was like a turtle laying eggs.
Oh, gross. Poor cowboys. I'm surprised they're okay with that. Maybe they're
not. They're gone.
I think Paula Cole's vagina looks like a hamburger rolled in cat dander.
Yeah.
Is that an opinion or a guess?
Yes.
He knows. He met her.
I hate that fucking song.
I'm singing it right now.
Jeez. I know, me too. God damn it, me too.
Alright, fuck you, zombie platypus. Making me remember that song. PanzaDolphin56 asks, is Vanilla Ice or Vanilla Ice great rapper or greatest rapper ever? It's kind of a lose-lose choice right there.
I barely remember him.
He's not even a rapper anymore. It's like a hardcore. No, he's like a reality.
He's a house flipper.
Yeah.
Is that what? Is this profession?
Yeah.
His job title would say house flipper.
I think he still does the rap rock thing.
I saw him in a movie.
The last great bastion for people with no talent.
I don't think I'd recognize him if I saw him.
Yeah, you would.
I would hope not.
He's got frosted tips. Yeah, you would. You would recognize him.
I guess I'd call him great just for the ninja rap, but not greatest.
He looks like, right now, he looks sort of like the guy who, if you found out he knocked up a 13-year-old, you wouldn't be that surprised.
Great. So when he made the TMNT, when he was in Ninja Turtles, how old
was
he? Ninja
Turtles 2.
Secret of the Ooze, Newt.
Thank you. How old was he?
Yeah, how old do you figure he was?
He was about roughly 16.
16?
Yeah.
He's a little freaking kid.
I know.
So when he was popular, he was a little freaking kid.
Yeah.
Dude, why do you believe what he says?
I don't know. It's
fall for hook, line, and sinker. 16? Okay.
Well, why not?
Guy looked like he was like 30.
I don't remember.
Even back then, he had big-ass shoulder pads. The guy was huge.
Shoulder pads don't make you huge. I mean, they don't make you old.
Maybe they weren't shoulder pads. That might have been his actual body. I don't know.
He had some kind of bone density problem.
Possibly. And I feel like if we went back and watched Ninja Rap or whatever that song was called, you would agree. That's not his highest moment. That's not the best
moment. That's his best moment, for sure.
It's maybe his. Okay. I'll give you that.
Then MC Hammer went and beat it with the Addams Family Rap, so.
You know, they went on tour together a couple years ago.
A couple years ago? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody's got to pay the bills.
I thought he was a reverend now. Not Vanilla Ice, MC Hammer.
The Reverend Hammer?
God doesn't pay that well, so. Unless you're
the
Pope.
Just wants to be tax exempt, I think.
Maybe. He's a smart one. And PanzaDolphin56 also wants to see how we feel about season passes. People kind of get upset when a season pass is announced, and I'm not really sure why, because if you're going to buy all the packs individually, why wouldn't you just buy them all together? You don't have to buy it early, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, the problem with a lot of it is, one is I for the most part, DLC doesn't do much for me. Other than if it's something like Minerva's Den or something like that, in which case it's rare and beautiful. But I think a lot of it is the idea of buying sight unseen.
Hmm.
Yeah,
that's true.
As we've seen with like Borderlands 2, some of the DLC with that and other games, the DLC has not lived up to the main game. And if you were to say, okay, you never bought the season pass, here's the cost for this, would you buy it? And a lot of people go, fuck no. And they regret having spent that portion of their money on it.
So, I mean, but it's just an option. You can wait. You can get the season pass later after you've decided, like, you know, after they've released it. And you're like, I can go buy the Borderlands 2 season pass now if I chose, like.
Does it really work that way?
You don't. There's no, like, get it now or you'll never be able to get it again.
The whole point of getting it discounted is, I assume, because it's to help them fund the remainder of it.
So they take away the season pass after?
I would imagine so.
I don't think.
No, I think the season pass stays for a while. Then they'll just start offering the DLC piecemeal, because I guess they figure by then everyone who wants a season pass has bought one.
Hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, there's a discount on the BioShock Infinite one if you buy it early, but I'm not sure.
Well, there should always be a discount if you buy it early. Otherwise, what's the point?
Well, or just do what I did and buy the Songbird edition.
The season pass is a discount in itself. Mm-hmm. If you planned on buying them all anyway. But yeah, I'm not condoning buying a bunch of unknown DLC. You know, I'm trying to think if I got burned on that before. The last one I got was Gears 3, and I would have bought all that, most of that stuff anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I almost got the Borderlands one. Glad I didn't do that.
Yeah, same.
But so you're getting all the BioShock DLC with the Songbird?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I love BioShock. It's one of my top. The first BioShock is one of my top three favorite games of all time. I love BioShock wholeheartedly. And I have the toys, I got the art books, I got everything I can with it. I love that game, and I'm full faith in BioShock Infinite. Nothing so far that I've seen has worried me or made me second guess my adoration for that series.
See, you would have bought. I mean, you basically bought that season pass sight unseen, so.
Yeah, well, I got it because I want that fucking Songbird statue.
Okay. Oh, is that what it comes with?
Yeah, I usually don't do statues for games because they tend to be shoddy quality and dust collectors. But I liked it a lot, and it's the closest thing I'm going to get to like a really nice Big Daddy statue until somebody decides to make one or license it. But yeah, but it's quite pleasant, and then all the little things too, and I sometimes will take like bits and parts of collector's editions and just resell them on eBay. You know, soundtracks and things I don't particularly want. It doesn't appeal to me that much, but I'll keep.
There's a market for that stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, I sell soundtracks for like $15 sometimes. I always start it low because I'm not to gouge anybody and just pay what you want for it. You pay a dollar, you know, I've made a dollar. That's good for me. Hmm. So.
Yeah, speaking of BioShock... Didn't System Shock 2 get re-released recently?
Yeah, on GOG.
I somehow have an old copy of it. I don't know how, but it sounds like I should probably get the new version if I want to play it. Do you have any idea?
I've heard good. I've never actually played System Shock or System Shock 2.
So I have the first one and the second one, and I played partway through the first one when I was a little kid, but something prevented me from going through it. I don't know if it was that I was scared because that game was pretty scary too. Or what? I'm thinking about starting it up again, streaming through it, and then go on to the second one, hopefully, because I've heard nothing but like ridiculous praise for two. Yeah.
Same here. Yeah, I'd have to pick it up eventually. I'd like to play it myself.
I heard there's like a high res texture pack or something you can get for as a mod for System Shock 2, and that sounds pretty great.
Probably kind of necessary at this point, right?
No.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, probably. I remember the first one being pretty blocky. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say I've run into that problem to where the game in my mind and the game that actually exists are two very different things, to the, like where the graphics are very blocky, and it was fine in 1994, but now, I don't know, not so much.
I can remember it being really blocky, which means it's probably way blockier than even that.
Yeah. Oh, man, remember back in the day when people's hands were just like giant triangle blocks.
Squares. Yeah. Big old squares.
Like a hand painted onto a triangle.
Yeah, like playing GoldenEye.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No fingers.
No fingers.
Well, that's it for the forums.
Thank you, experiment. Forum people.
Yeah.
You know, they're a good lot. You heard us because you love us. I understand.
Newt, you said you had quite a few, right?
Yeah. Actually, Rachel, or Chef, gave us a whole bunch. We may not need Jeff to answer all of these, ask all of these, but we might as well start with them. In fact, like every one of her tweets has like five questions in it for some reason.
Well, you're telling me about them, but you're not reading them, so.
All right, here we go.
Take it even longer.
You're going to be a good dad one day, Eric.
Am I? Spit it out.
You're already a good dad. To us all.
No, I am.
Okay, never mind. All right. Thoughts on the GameCube? Do you think it will revolutionize the industry? How many spiders do you guys have in that house now?
100.
Which house?
Presumably my house.
You have 100 spiders in your house right now. Go.
That's probably... That might not be that far off.
Five of them are on your person right now.
One of them is in your eyeball right now.
Whoa. No, that's not...
It's not true.
That better not be true.
It's not true. He's just pulling your leg again. It's okay.
Okay.
Phew. Real spiders.
The GameCube was cool. It was all right. We had the WaveBird. So there you go, that revolutionized controllers, which is our not topic for this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love the GameCube, all about it.
Okay,
actually,
next ones.
As far as console design, probably my favorite console, just because it was a big-ass square.
Cool. You could get a handle, too. Can't mess with that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I took it places.
Sometimes when I'm feeling sassy, I call things bitch.
Is that it? Okay. Favorite cheese?
Occam, favorite cheese?
Port cheddar.
Port cheddar? What's that?
Smurf.
It's a cheese you get okay. at Whole Foods. Next.
You can't rush the cheese.
Smurf, what's your favorite cheese?
I really like Gouda and what's that weird one? Wensleydale?
Nice.
Weird cheese.
I'm taking Gouda. All right.
I'll go Pepper Jack.
You plebe.
What? Pepper Jack is good.
No, Pepper Jack's amazing.
Who do you like better, T-Ball Bat or 17
oh,
Wizards?
Skipping over my cheese choice, dude. What the fuck?
Hey, you were the one who tried to rush the cheese. You get what you get.
Asshole. Sharp cheddar. Okay, move on.
Oh, that's good. Who do I like better, T-Ball Bat or 17 Wizards? How am I supposed to pick?
Just pick one.
Okay,
who do you
Occam's.
Like better or who does she like better?
She's asking me who I like better, I think.
He didn't
read the question properly so that the listener would know what the hell he was saying.
All right. Well,
do you like Occam better? I'm surprised, but
he hates his own father.
I feel very beautiful right now. I just want to let y'all know.
Occam's the one that's always fucking tricking you, by the way. I'm the
oh,
one
man.
You're full of shit.
See? He's tricking you right now. You don't even know. All right, go ahead.
Explain the ending of Lost. Who are the others? I don't think anybody knows.
Fraggle Rock people.
That's a good guess.
Yeah. The Fraggles?
I haven't seen Lost, but I'm guessing Fraggle Rock people.
That's fair. The people in Lost are the it's the death dream of all the people on that Challenger flight that blew up that teacher. So it's just their kind of death dream as they remember it reliving itself over and over in time.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I don't think a death dream is a real thing, but okay.
I don't think you are a real thing.
Okay. Right. That was a good comeback. You want to give you a few more seconds so you can read it?
Eric, don't make me strangle you and bury you in a shallow grave.
What's the significance of a shallow grave?
I'm lazy.
Takes less work.
Okay.
I'm lazy.
It sounded like it would be some sort of slight against the person who was buried, but yeah. Okay.
Well, strangle me.
They didn't care enough burial. To keep digging, I guess.
Yeah.
Just dump me in a ditch. Why even bury me at all?
I'd probably play with your butt a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
All right.
All
right. I can't do
you're
anything.
You're dead. What do you care?
Yeah, I don't care.
Cut a hole in your stomach and fuck it. You're dead. It doesn't matter.
Got a perfectly good mouth, but whatever. Yeah. Use my weird stomach cut.
I know, dude. I took it too far. I'm sorry. I realized after I said it was a little much.
My dick hole out and try to put your Peter in there.
It's like I took a PG conversation and made it PG-13. And for that, I apologize.
Dude, I don't know if that's 13.
All right. Let's go.
Well, PG means pussy gouger. So.
Oh, God.
Level 13 pussy gouger. That's pretty high.
That was so unexpected. Oh, God. Okay. Hush Lawrence asks, what do you think the P and S stand for in the PS4? Oh, wait. Sorry. That's still Rachel. My bad. I read that wrong.
Rachel. I'm going with Pig Snout. Pig Snout 4.
I already used pussy recently, so I can't do that. God damn.
I don't know. Sure, you can. I figured you would.
Yeah, pink soda.
Party sandwich.
Oh, newt.
I do like my sandwiches.
Party sandwich sounds like what you do to a girl you don't like very much when you're drunk in bed.
Smurf. Yes.
Never mind. PlayStation Station. Yep.
Okay. Nice. PlayStation being one word.
Yeah, of course.
So the PlayStation Station 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sony's good.
What is a NUTAF? Great.
Burr.
How do I dog?
God, she's... Did she hand the phone to her dog? Is he using some kind of like bark-to-speech program to write these questions out?
I'm not even going to ask the next one because it's just an inside joke between us. let's see. Hush Lawrence asks, why did Newt single-handedly design implement the next box not to play used games? Why does he hate freedom? What can I say? I don't like freedom.
That's awful, Newt.
I know.
It's just another word for nothing left to do.
I play all my games brand new. I take it out of the disc tray, I just chuck it, and I go buy a new copy.
And break it over your knee?
Yep.
I have a... Okay, here's an actual, like, real question from my friend.
That's a little disrespectful.
I know. But no, really, none of those were... None of those were real questions. And they know it. This is from my friend Fozzie, who I know in real life, so that's weird.
Is his name Fozzie?
No. That's not his real name.
Is he a bear?
No, but that's like the handle that he uses for whatever reason. I never quite figured that out. Since you do stream, what are your thoughts on Sony's next-gen streaming service, and how much do you think it will cost? Well, I don't know about the costing part, but I guess we already talked about streaming a little bit. The only thing is, it better not compromise the performance of everything else, because streaming is not, it's not super... it takes some CPU and it takes some hardware and stuff.
It seems like the system's going to be pretty powerful, though.
Yeah, I guess so. And it takes a good amount of network, too, depending on what you stream at. A lot of people can't really... like some of the streams that I watch, the people clearly can't handle streaming at the resolution that they want to. And their stream will end up choppy or really low resolution, and it looks pretty bad. But a lot of people don't know how to fix that or how to tune that properly. So making that easy would be like a kind of a killer feature there.
It seems like that would have to have some kind of cost involved, and since it's not like a, it's not like it's kind of a premium feature. Like, I don't think people would really complain about that too much.
Mm-hmm. Well, streaming is becoming like more and more popular these days, so. I don't know. I could see lots and lots of people wanting to do this.
Well, yeah. It seems like something that people would be willing to pay for. And the people that don't care, the people that are, you know, like, I don't want to pay a fee, aren't the type that are maybe would want to stream. I don't know. Maybe I'm
just... Oh, you interpreted his question as asking, like, do you think there'll be an extra cost on top of anything else in order to unlock this?
Isn't that what he asked?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he was asking... I couldn't tell if he was asking about that or about the entire system.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I figured, yeah. Sorry.
Well, yeah. Does anybody else want to do questions before... Like, should I take a break in here and switch to somebody else and then come back?
Here.
Does anybody else have questions?
I guess Occam and Smurf are playing grab ass or something.
Are we?
What?
I don't know.
Sorry about that.
I'm sitting here listening to Newt talk about nothing. What do you want?
Hey.
Hey, no, I'm kidding. I love you, Newt.
How cute is Baymore? This is from our new parody account, by the way, Super Neat Face.
He is adorable.
He is. And handsome. Mm-hmm. He's rugged. In sort of a sensitive kind of Dharma way, he's very rugged.
How does he do that? All these rugged different directions.
Yeah. Where is he? I haven't talked to him since fucking PAX. Is he okay? Everyone talk to him?
He's on Twitter pretty regularly. It's the same amount of self-loathing that he's always had.
God love him. I had, son of a bitch. If I had his body, I would take over the world. Literally, I would. I need his body.
Whoa, okay.
Let's steal your body.
Not in a sexual manner. Jesus, Newt.
No, that's
please
not
don't
what
be homophobic. I'm just saying.
Well, now it sounds like you're going to gut him and wear his skin.
Well, that's what I mean by I need his body. What else do you mean when I need your body?
Yeah, there's nothing sexual about wearing someone's skin, dude.
Seriously.
All right.
Jerking off into his brain cavity.
Good God. All right. I'm taking a deep breath. I'm composing myself. I'm not thinking about Occam draining his dick into...
Draining his dick. That's good. That's like that guy from Louis talking about jerking off. Compared it to draining a cyst, which I thought was an apt description. Smurfy, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not Baymore, but I'm good.
It's okay. None of us are Baymore.
All right. SteezyXL on Twitter asks, what would it take from Sony to get you guys to purchase a PS4 this holiday season? I think a $50 price tag would really...
Yeah, really. Give me one? I'll pay shipping handling.
If they make that crazy dragon smashing game that looks like a cutscene, if they make that and it looks like that, then maybe I'll buy one.
Yeah. Well, that's Capcom.
Okay, but if Capcom makes that, then maybe I'll buy the PS4 and that.
For me, there's nothing they can do because I'm not buying a PS4 launch. It doesn't. I don't need one. It's a fine. Don't get me wrong. It's a fine system. It's not Sony or anything. I've never bought a system new except for the Wii, and I regret that quite a bit. Just because I don't need it. I'll get it a year or two from now when it's on sale, and they have games that have come out that I want to play. But for now, yeah, it's not something I need.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. A lot of their exclusives don't really tickle my fancy. Like, I don't give a shit about a Killzone. Apparently people like Infamous a lot. Is that a good game?
I don't know. It's possible.
I heard it's pretty good.
I played 1 and 2 and it's like, yeah, whatever. I don't know. I think people just like open world sandbox games and kind of give them like a free pass even though they can be pretty boring, but I didn't dig it too much.
Yeah, it was okay
for free, and I just can't do it.
It's fucking free and you won't even play it. Yeah, I know there's people that like it, but so to answer your question, CZ, they have to do a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah.
Angelina, former guest, asks, why isn't Ron Perlman the only man in your life? Doesn't he deserve that security after all this time?
Oh my god, he's such a weird looking dude.
You're really shallow when it comes to men, dude. Like, either you're good looking or you just don't want to have anything to do with him.
Are you gonna argue about this though?
No, he's a creature. He's a creature.
He's a creature.
He's literally a creature. Have you seen him? Look at him. The Hellboy makeup is like just red paint. They don't even really do that much.
So he's like, if the two giant Muppets in the Muppet Show fucked, they gave birth to Ron Perlman.
Maybe. Add a couple feet. Yeah. The guy's big. He's a good actor. I was thinking
he's got 4 feet or something.
He's got some... his eyes are really... inset like deep into his head, like his brow is like a good 8 inches off.
8 inches
at least. I could fit my fist into his eye cavity, like, anyway.
God, this is the weirdest episode. Did that answer the question?
He's not dead, but just there's enough bare space. I haven't removed his eye. I'm just like,
I know,
like I could fit an apple in there. Is that better? Does that not make you uncomfortable?
I can fit an apple in there is our episode title, by the way.
Okay. It's going to be awkward if it's not. Let's see. Gerber adds on to Steezy's question about what would Sony have to do to get us to buy PS4? And asks, what would it take for you to not get the new Xbox? I think Occam was already not going to buy the Xbox right away.
Yeah.
Newt's gonna get one for free, so he's already gonna have one. I don't know. It's gonna depend. I think something that would grease the wheels or gears a little bit is if my entire, you know, all my digital games, my Xbox Live content or Xbox Live Arcade, if that transfers over smoothly, just like with my gamertag, something easy, no extra cost or anything. That would be nice. It's not a reason to buy a new console, but that would be a nice gesture, considering Sony's kind of flipping people the bird right now with all the digital content that they're not going to honor, basically. Or they could, but they might not. They're kind of fishy with their story. But Xbox could also, or Microsoft rather, they could charge like $500, and I probably wouldn't get a new one right away. It's too much. Depends, though. I don't know. I feel like it would take one or two awesome launch games, and I'd be like, okay, fine, whatever. I'll do whatever you tell me.
Just... Even for launch games, I mean, that's a lot of money. And certainly, I mean, I'm in a place in my life where I can afford it, but it's I don't know, it just seems like a lot of money for a system. I don't think I've ever paid more than $200 for a console.
You got your Xbox, for your 360 for $200?
Yeah.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, it is nice. I got my PS3 for $75. I bought it off of a friend of a friend who was moving.
Just, that's the best.
And he gave me two controllers and a bunch of games. He's like, I don't want it. Like, okay. I got my GameCube for $20 from a girl I worked with at a bookstore who was pissed at her ex-boyfriend, so she sold it to me.
Oh, my God.
Got my my first Nintendo DS for $50. And then I got my second one for free from a very kind, gentle, handsome man who shall remain nameless.
New Taff. Such a
new Taff.
Yeah, somebody told me that Jonathan Blow looked like a fat me. I think it was Andy. Is that true?
I don't know. I haven't seen him since that indie movie.
I feel like Jonathan Blow has a really tiny mouth. I don't know if my mouth is that tiny.
Your mouth is kind of tiny, dude.
It is? I don't know. His is really tiny.
I think it's just that he keeps his lips pursed often.
I bet he's got tiny teeth inside, though. I bet the whole thing is really small.
It's yeah, all like see him render his own head.
he's eating like little tiny finger sandwiches all the time. It's like in soup. All right. Anyway, Mr. Andy Dixon says that I'm thinking of going PC only next gen, but I'll only do it if all my friends also do it because I'm a sheep. What do you say, guys?
Well,
I will not commit to anything.
I do plan on buying a new PC at some point, so I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, my plan was kind of Wii U PC for this next whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go with the flow.
Yeah. And trying to, like, I mean, trying to even play a game with Andy is next to impossible, so I don't know why I would care what system he has in that. No offense, dude.
So we're leaving Andy hanging, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, you're on your own. No, actually, Andy, do it. Get a really expensive PC. We'll see you there. Just wait up. Calamari asks, any thoughts on the screw job Ziff Davis gave to 1UP? Apparently, what he says here is they tried to kill them years ago, failed, and then came back to finish the job. I don't know a whole lot other than, I guess they bought 1UP recently just to shut it down. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but I'm not a business owner, so.
I haven't been following it super closely. I just know that they shut, is it effective immediately, or is it coming in the next few days or something? Shutting them down?
I think it happened today.
Yeah, I haven't been following it closely enough to know why they would. I guess they own a whole bunch of different gaming publications, probably, or at least do they also own IGN?
Yeah.
Okay, so they probably saw them as competing. Yeah. They consolidate them. Well, actually, it's weird because they didn't consolidate them, did they? They just fired everybody at 1UP.
Fired everybody.
That's weird. Seems strange not to consolidate. I guess they figured that they already have a successful site with enough writers that they don't need all the people working there.
It seems like a weird purchase then, doesn't it? Like, spend a bunch of money to buy a company just to shut it down?
Well, probably they took it as a venture to see, can this site on its own generate enough to make it worthwhile to keep? And maybe it wasn't producing enough.
Didn't people get laid off at IGN, too?
Yeah, some editors did.
Oh, I see.
Probably. Ziff Davis is a big douche. Probably fired everybody. Thanks, Ziff.
I hate that guy.
Asshole. Up there in your skyscraper office, looking down on all your companies. Let's see here. I got one more question. It's from Politicorn. He asks, are you more or less excited for the upcoming generation of consoles than you have been for previous generations? I think personally I've kind of seen the song and dance a few times, so I'm fairly excited, but I am nowhere near as excited as, like, I don't know, like when I was first seeing GameCube footage, I remember like riding my bike to the library because I didn't have a computer at the time, and like using their shitty internet connection to like watch a little crappy small window of like Wave Race footage, and I was like, oh my god, it's like the coolest thing I'd ever seen. So
yeah
not even close.
I remember seeing footage for the first PlayStation and just being blown away by it, and even PS2, we were kind of getting into that, or Dreamcast and stuff, and it just I was like, oh my god, it's like I can play an arcade game in my home. And
oh yeah.
Yeah, exactly,
it's true. I think part of the issue is we're getting older.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
The things that matter, like, we can't get hyped the same way that why do you think all the video game trailers have dubstep in them and stuff?
That I understand why. I really do. But it I don't know. I wish some of those trailers would cater to an older audience, maybe more mature, that doesn't need that god awful thing they call dubstep. And I know not all dubstep is bad, and I've heard some pretty interesting good stuff, but the stuff they choose to portray in those trailers is fucking garbage.
Yeah, more Phil Collins, please.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but see, they could put a shitty dubstep into a trailer for a game, and I think we're old enough to realize like whether we're gonna like the game regardless of the shitty trailer and like music in the trailer. But if you're a dumb teenager, you know, maybe you got a little chubby for dubstep and just kind of. It's like a Pied Piper thing. You just like you hear it, and you just go to the store and you buy whatever has dubstep in it.
No, I mean that's and I think to a degree that's true. I don't think all teenagers are that dumb or easily influenceable. But I mean certainly, you know, I mean New Kids on the Block. Look at that, Backstreet Boys, and I'd hear from people that Backstreet Boys are actually pretty good. But whatever, and even grunge to a certain degree. Though I liked a lot of grunge bands, but I think there was a lot of shit that came out in the kind of the name of grunge at that time to appeal to, you know, 13-year-olds. And
are we talking about music now?
No, I'm just saying that sort of stuff.
Marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. I'm not saying all kids are stupid, but a lot of them are.
A lot of them are very stupid. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. You're supposed to be stupid at that age.
Yeah.
And if you're smart, well, then you're one of the lucky ones.
All your blood is, you know, at the lower half of your body.
Just in your penis or in your vagina.
Just all in the lips of the vagina, just swirling blood.
Oh my god!
Looks like a Rolling Stones album cover. God. Just waiting to get fucked. Did I take it too far? Did I?
Video games.
Video
this
games.
This episode is making up for last week. Holy crap!
I have to put a little asterisk or something next to it.
Well, we're already marked as explicit on iTunes. What else can we do?
Did iTunes do that, or did we?
We did. We nice. Like we tried not to at first, because PodToy doesn't. But Corduroy kept coming back. Like, we should probably make it flagged as explicit. And so I was like, yeah, maybe we probably should just.
Yeah, I think in this episode alone, we've vividly described swollen vagina lips and coming into someone's head. Yeah.
You know, some creative necrophilia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good warning, I think.
Smurf, so how do you feel about... I mean, you're living the dream. You got a Wii U right now. That's the current...
Yeah, cool guy.
But are you getting, like, a newness from it? Does it feel exciting with, like, a new controller, a new system?
A little bit. The off-TV play is... It's just underappreciated. It's
yeah,
so,
sounds amazing.
It's a nice thing. You know, I don't know if it's like a super next gen thing, but it's nice.
What do you mean the off TV play?
Just
playing on the tablet,
just the gamepad, taking
it
back
with the
and
TV
forth.
Off.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
It's really
I see.
Nice thing to have.
Why is it so nice? I don't quite
I don't
get
know.
It. Okay.
It's just
really
nice.
you don't get it, Newt?
Mm. I mean, I have a handheld, right? I already have handhelds.
Well, yeah, you can just throw
many,
the game back
and
forth.
How many TVs
whenever.
Do you guys have in your house?
Yeah, probably too many.
Oh. I thought you and your wife
okay.
shared the TV, but you know, if you could go play Call of Duty on the toilet. I mean, that's
kind of neat, actually.
Book, yeah. It's a neat feature. It's not like you were saying. It's not a requirement or anything. But it's nice.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for a lot of new games, but I don't really care what console they're on.
Yeah.
You know, the generation thing. Like I said, PC is pretty much where it's at.
I guess. I hear that a lot. I don't believe it.
I think a lot of the PC is where it's at is because consoles are so old right now.
Yeah, and a lot of third-party stuff is going to be on like more than one thing. So
it kills me that people will bitch about DLC and stuff, but they're okay with like $300 graphics cards and shit. I don't know. I mean, I realize you can piece it together yourself, and I'm sure you can find good deals. But
I have. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm pretty much done.
I have trouble talking about PC versus console, only because inevitably somebody says master race, which is the point. And it's one thing, like, I mean, I can usually, like with Detoid, I can sort of tell when it's a joke. You know, like anytime Andy says it or something, you know, and other people I can say, yeah, it's, but inevitably someone comes in and says, oh, you know, PCs are obviously the best. And it just, I don't know why, but it infuriates me. But it just, I kind of shut down in the conversation. I'm like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. And it's, I don't know. It just seems lame. I think consoles are great, and I think PCs are awesome. And I don't know, why can't we just like both?
Neither of them are is perfect.
No shit.
By a long shot.
Yeah, nothing is perfect. I don't know, but I have some amazing PC. I'm playing Amnesia, as you all know, last year, and fuck me, that was so good. But then I got Bioshock Infinite, and I want it on a console experience, so it's going to be good for me. So I don't know.
I heard a Smurfy mumble Wii U Master Race earlier. I didn't want to say anything.
That's cool. No, you can. No, the Wii U Master Race is fine, because that's like, what was it? The Inhumans, the Immortals. Who was the in Marvel Comics? The Black King, the guy who would, when he talked, it would like destroy a mountain, and the Medusa lady with the hair. I think it was the Inhumans. But they created a race of gorilla people, like smart, intelligent gorillas and super strong. And that's kind of what I think of as the Wii U Master Race. Not as intelligent gorillas.
Intelligent gorillas?
But like a really, really small group of people that are highly specialized. And I can appreciate that.
Pretty sure you're making fun of them, but okay.
I'm not making fun of them at all. You think I'm going to fuck with intelligent gorillas?
For a while.
Yeah, you go ahead. I have to think about it too a little bit. I'm a little tired, so, but yeah.
I wish anybody said Master Race and Andy could just put a swastika next to their name for a while. So they won't say it anymore.
That would be good.
Just a big black swastika and then like a little white PC like inscribed onto it.
Yeah, 24 hours.
Oh my god.
Jeez. Alright, so I have depleted all my questions. You got any more, Newt?
Yeah, I got a few more. Gerber asked, what would be your dream console and how much would you pay for it? I don't know. This is weird.
I want the holodeck and I would pay you $5 for it. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question. It seems like, I mean, are we talking like Frankensteining console bits together of aspects that we like? Because really, the ultimate console for me is the fucking holodeck. That's what I want.
That would be awesome. So. What was that movie where people wore the visors and then they got to relive someone else's memories?
Oh.
It's like
Total Recall? No, that's not right.
Had Ralph Fiennes in it.
Yeah, Ralph Fiennes. It's like Millennium or something. I know what you're talking about.
Vanessa Williams or...
You got to see that little boy girl's tits. What's her name? Juliette Lewis.
Well, that wasn't a highlight for me, but maybe that was in the movie.
Well, I just remember it.
I think she pulled a tit out in California. That's not.
She pulls a tit out of Burger King.
I can't remember what the movie is called, but there was you could wear this special visor and almost like a
like Strange a, Days.
There you go, Strange Days. Okay. You record your own memories or your own like sensory reactions to things, and then someone else could wear it and like you know. I could put it on a headset thing and then relive the memories of like a you know someone more athletic than me doing some like gymnast shit or whatever my current mood says. I want to be a gymnast. That's my dream system.
Yeah. Okay. Now we have Steezy's infamous question, which thinking you were on the controller topic. Which controller would you have the most pleasure sticking up your butt? This is something I need to know.
Well, I think that the PlayStation Move controller. It's got a nice ball and it's no real hard edges or anything. So
yeah, isn't the ball like really soft?
Yeah.
Oh, Oh, is it? I never actually used a... well, maybe I did once at
PAX. It's soft.
Yeah. Is it? Oh, okay.
Juicy.
Yeah, it sounds good. It has a wrist strap, too, so... Yeah.
No embarrassing trips to the hospital.
Yeah. I think we're probably all agreed on the move.
Not
the N64 controller.
I'm not buying into this fantasy of Steezy's. I don't want to put any controllers in my butt.
He didn't ask that.
I don't want to. Can't make me. All right, Nintendo 64. Okay, fine.
Rumble Pack or no?
Rumble Pack, of course.
That's like the most misshapen controller ever conceived.
It's not going all the way in. It's just...
it can't.
It's your imagination. I've got three different prongs. I can make my choice. Got the rumble going. I'm playing Star Fox with my butt cheeks. It's good. Can we move on, please?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of my, Twitch viewers, First Attack, asks, what is the best and or most creative control scheme in a video game? Example, A is jump, B is punch, etc. That's not, I don't think that's a creative one, but that's an example, I guess.
What's the best example of a creative control scheme?
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
go ahead. You go ahead.
I'm going to have to Google the name of this real quick because I don't remember. It's the game. It did not work very well, but I really enjoyed playing it. It was for GameCube, and it was a game where you had like a giant ball, sort of like almost like a pinball table, and you had to fight an army. Odama, thank you. And it wasn't very well done, but I got to watch my friends just scream until his voice was gone into this mic trying to get it to work. And I love that quite a bit.
I think you could play it with the Donkey Kong bongos, too.
Nice. I'm sure that worked very well.
I think Loco Roco is pretty good. It's simple, but fits the game so well. In case you haven't played it, I think it's only PSP, and it's left shoulder button to tilt the world left and right shoulder button to tilt the world right, and you could kind of hold them down and let go to kind of give it a nudge and make the guy bounce.
Pop up in the air.
Yeah, and that game was also really hard. Or rather, it had more secrets than possibly any other game I've ever played.
Really?
Yeah.
Loco Roco?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much anywhere you could go, there's probably a secret that you haven't found. There's like hidden passages everywhere. It's pretty cool.
I'm trying to think, and my brain's a little fried from overthinking. But as far as you know, we were talking about touchscreens the other day. I really like the way Infinity Blade handled like its general controls, all just like swipes and. You know, drawing symbols on the screen, and it's just really smartly designed. So,
it's an actual good use of touchscreen controls.
As far as working within the limitations of a touchscreen, I think they're pretty thoughtful about it. And then as far as like a bad, well, you know, we don't have to go into that. I'm really sour on the whole Donkey Kong Returns thing with the waggle forced in there. That really pissed me off. That game could have been like perfect.
I don't think it's that bad. I mean, I got used to it pretty easy.
I got used to it, but it wasn't... For one, there was no reason for it not to just be a button.
No. And it is coming out on the 3DS, so that's probably fixed.
That's true. Maybe I'll get it. I'll get it on the 3DS then. I don't sound like a robot yet, do I?
Nope.
It's gonna happen again.
Robot mode has not been engaged yet.
You jinxed yourself, though.
Yeah. Luckily for you guys, he didn't actually ask for what's the worst control scheme.
Heavy Rain.
What was the... what's
is that best game? Or worst?
The worst.
Worst, obviously.
What was that one that came out for Kinect?
Ooh.
Like every Kinect game ever.
Yeah,
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
I can't remember the Capcom one.
Capcom one? What type of game was it?
Yeah.
You drove a tank.
Drove a tank? Oh.
Oh, Steel Battalion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
The one that had potential, but...
Yeah. Yeah. I think for best or creative, there's this Nintendo Land game. It's a Donkey Kong thing. I think it's called Crash Course.
Yeah.
It uses, like, all the buttons. and you blow into the mic and it uses everything.
Nice.
It's kind of dumb, but it's really fun.
It used to be a test app.
Yeah, it's hard, but it's fun.
Sounds like a Bop It.
Kind of.
Oh, man.
You got to pull and use all the buttons and blow on it.
And rotate on the sticks. And it's nice. Kind of ridiculous, but it's really fun.
I played the... I can't remember if I played that demo or if I just watched someone play it and I was imagining that I was playing it, but it's like a little cart and you just roll it through a maze, right?
Yeah, it's so much harder than it looks.
Yeah.
There was another one, too. It was a Club Nintendo game, but only in Japan, where you yell, punch, kick to do things.
Oh, for favorite control schemes, I think the first Mario Party, that was a pretty badass back then. I know it was just like mashing buttons and stuff, but...
Yeah, that game killed my hand.
I don't think I'd played anything like that until that time, where you like had to rotate the stick fast and just do all these quick things.
Mm.
It's pretty fun.
Kind of along those lines, the Ape Escape 1 was the first game to use the DualShock, and that one had a lot of cool uses. I think that's the first time I saw dual analog sticks and you rotated them independently or something like that.
It was along similar lines. It used like everything that the DualShock had.
That was a good game.
Yeah.
That's what I hear. I've never played it, and it doesn't look interesting in the least bit. But
I don't think it stands up well. Not even remotely.
It's just a novelty at the time.
Yeah, at the time it was pretty great.
We got any more questions?
That's all I got.
Dude, awesome. We're doing good.
Mm-hmm.
I have two questions.
Oh yeah, let's do it. Sorry, I forgot you asked one.
Yeah. Let's see, you got one from Maxwell Rohrig. I hope that's how you say his name.
I always wondered. I never heard like Rohrig or something.
I'm always afraid to pronounce it.
Nordic battle cry.
He asks, favorite Pixie song?
Alec Eiffel.
I really like Tony's theme, and Cactus is pretty good too. There's a lot of good Pixie songs.
Yeah. That or was the Planet of Sound?
Yeah, it might be. I think all the ones I'm picking are from the same album too.
And Trompe Le Mans is my favorite album of theirs. So.
Yeah.
It's a good question. Sir? Thank you. Makes me feel like I'm back on Stereotoid.
Yeah, I miss Stereotoid.
Me too. I miss talking to everybody, especially Craig.
He's on Twitter a lot too.
Yeah, I know. I had a really last I guess PAX before last. Craig and I bonded a little bit, and I always cherish that in my heart. You better listen, Craig. God damn it, talking about you.
I don't think he does. Does he?
No, he doesn't. It's okay. Yeah.
You can just tell him on Twitter how much you love him.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Here's another member of Stereotoid, Celiac.
Hey,
Celiac. The other question. He says, cutest boy. New Tef?
Cutest boy? You guys already know this.
Yeah.
He's a man.
Well, okay. Well,
we're judging children right now, right?
He's boyish.
Oh, what? Okay.
Oh, we are? Whoops.
Who's the hottest, like, you know... below 13.
Oh, God, hottest. What?
I'm just kidding. I'm joking. All right, who's the hottest, Newt? Just say it. I know you want to.
My cousin's pretty cute. When he was
Edward Norton. What the fuck, man?
I don't know. You guys seem to have some objections to that.
Cousin was really cute?
Yeah, he said his cousin.
Yeah, he had, like, dimples and stuff.
Dude, that's hot. Tell me more.
He was Indian.
Nice.
And kind of curly hair.
Yeah.
And an impish grin.
And he kind of, did he have any kind of sword?
What?
Give him a sword. Say he had a sword.
Yeah, he had a sweet sword.
Yeah, what kind of sword was it?
It was super huge.
Yeah, what's he wearing?
Nothing.
Okay, this got weird.
It's just the scabbard's tied to his gear. <huh? laughs>
He's artfully standing there, and the blade of the sword is just barely covering his unmentionables. Nice. And then he slowly lifts it.
I kind of feel like I should be riding a horse.
What is this question?
Yeah, I can't believe you said your cousin. Occam, who's the hottest boy, cutest boy, whatever the question
is. If we're going living, it's probably Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, yeah, he's
That's a good answer.
He's just was that a bit of noise of disdain from Eric?
Big surprise.
It's just a noise. I thought we were still doing funny noise hours.
Yeah, that's it. He's just, it's criminal how well he wears every article of clothing he ever puts on. He wears sweatpants and probably, you know, fuck a swims team or something. He's like, dead.
Maybe. Yes, for a distinction.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, if we get it. Okay. I always like James Dean because there's a certain level of sadness in his that, and he liked to have cigarettes put out on when he was fucking guys.
I don't think James Dean was ever a boy.
Yeah, that's very true. He died when he was like 23 or something, or 30. I don't know, one of those ages.
Yeah, not much of a discrepancy.
Pretty much.
How does boy Smurf?
I don't know, man. I can't think after Newtaf said my cousin.
That's a good answer. I know Newtaf well enough to know it's, at least I hope, I don't know, you care if you think your cousin's hot, it doesn't matter, but it's like not really a sexual thing, it's like purely a logical assertion of what he finds attractive.
Yeah.
And it's just how he sees it, and there's no connection to the fact that it's his cousin, and I love that. You're welcome for giving you an out, Newt, by the way.
Thank you.
That's why you're his favorite.
I'll say Ziliak because he was down on himself. He's a liar. His face isn't gross.
Did he say his face was gross?
Yeah.
He's baiting for compliments.
No, he's got a nice face.
You know, he's a handsome fella. He really is.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. When I met him, I don't think I had seen a picture of him, and I met him, and I was like, oh shit, that's what he looks like. Mm-hmm. That's pretty awesome. He's a handsome fella. Yeah, no, dude, you're totally handsome. Don't do that.
Doesn't that ruffian's kid do the same thing? Like, oh guys, I'm ugly. But he looks like
a... Oh, yeah, Venus on first.
He takes of himself. Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks kind of like a Filipino model of some kind.
Nice try, dude. Yeah. Yeah, you're disgusting. You're
what the heck? We weren't even talking about him.
He knows he's good looking. He's trying
today,
to
today in the bitter corner we have Eric.
I'm telling him he's good looking.
I don't know. He's got an interesting look.
Tough love, Lieutenant Dan.
Tell him to shut the fuck up and respect his own looks.
Yeah. Did you have an answer, Corduroy?
I mean, I could go with Idris Elba. That's almost too easy.
Ooh, good call.
Guy's like mega sex.
God, I bet his cock's like an onyx anaconda. It's just like a starless night, but in tube form.
My God. Could be. As far as white guys, though,
Be a more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we were all thinking it.
Bayamore, at least in looks-wise, reminds me of a friend I had a long, long time ago when I started college who was criminally handsome but never knew it or knew how to have the confidence in himself to realize he was handsome, and everyone around him thought he was beautiful. And all the girls we hung out with, just their panties sagged whenever he was around. And he just was always like, oh, you know, it's just weird. Right. I'm like, dude, seriously, you could finger bang any one of these women in this room right now. I told him this, and in the room with the girls, and a couple of them kind of nodded.
And they're nodding, yeah.
In college,
it's so weird.
It was just an interesting group of friends. Freshman year of college, you know, it was 1,000 years ago. But they just didn't know it. I don't know. And you don't have to be pompous about it, but you can realize that you're handsome, and that's okay. Feel good about yourself, and he wears great clothes. Okay,
if I'm going to go grandpa age,
why are we still answering this question?
Why are we getting specific with the terms? I just was thinking living and dead. Now we're in grandpa age.
Well, you know, I'm doing different age groups. I'm doing different races. If I'm going to do a white old guy, I'm going to go with Gary Oldman.
Good call.
Yeah. We could role play a lot. You could basically put different wigs on and shit. He's got all the different accents. It's awesome. It's like a dream come true. That's my answer, by the way.
I think I'd go Michael Caine just because the things he would tell me, I would do immediately.
Yeah.
All right. Enough of this.
That question got answered more than all the others put together.
It's a good question.
Thanks, Iliac.
Well, we haven't done Hot Guy. What was that? The Hot Guy segment? We haven't
done
that. Occam, you gonna bust any movies out?
Movies? What did I see?
While you think, Newt, how good is House of Cards? How many episodes have you watched?
It's pretty good. We're two episodes in, and I like it whenever Kevin Spacey looks over at the camera and drawls at us. It's great.
He does that a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
I like when he goes and gets ribs at the barbecue place.
Oh, yeah.
Like every episode.
We also started watching The Wire, which is amazing. Yeah, it has a lot of potential.
What season are you on?
Just the first season. We just got the second disc.
Okay. It's good. It gets better and better and better and better and better.
What I like about it is that they're not splitting the episodes between like episodic stuff and overarching plot. It's all overarching plot.
Yeah.
And I get the feeling it's going to be real cohesive. So I'm looking forward to that.
I'll leave it at that. I'll say yes because I agree.
Nice.
But it's amazing. There's some, to this day, I still like, there are things like I'll say to a buddy of mine who watched it with me and will immediately recognize it's from The Wire and we'll respond with callbacks.
Awesome.
I don't want to say any more because you haven't gotten there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just finished season 3 and that was the best one so far.
Oh man, this is great. Okay, we have a lot of good stuff to look forward to.
Season 3 was really, they really got it on season 3.
When we were looking for stuff to fill up our Netflix queue with, I think I Googled like best shows of, you know, the last 10 years and The Wire was on every single list. no variation.
Wow.
Yeah, well, it's one of the best TV shows ever made.
Sweet.
Hands down. I can't think of anything. I mean, maybe it's not the best TV show ever made, but it's in the top 10 since the medium existed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely good. And the casting is pretty flawless. So. Mm-hmm.
And the best part is McNulty is British.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He hides that pretty well.
I didn't know that until I watched like fucking like a Pirates of the Caribbean movie or something, and he was in it. And I was like, it's fucking McNulty.
Nice.
I've been seeing the dude that plays Cuddy. I've seen him in like 3 other things since The Wire. He was
I have too. And Cool Lester Smith. Of...
Who?
Cool. It's the character, the guy who makes doll furniture.
Oh, him? Yeah, I haven't seen him in anything yet, but I've seen Cuddy around quite a bit.
I've seen him a few things. He's in Treme, and I absolutely love that actor. I don't want to say anymore because Newt hasn't seen a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen any of The Wire. I should probably watch that.
It's good.
Cuddy is also the voice of Coach in Left 4 Dead 2, and he's also a new character on The Walking Dead show where he basically plays kind of a coach dude.
I like that that actor, his name, I don't actually know his name, I should, but I am a big fan of him. I don't know what it is about him, but for some reason I like everything he's in. He's a very likable fella.
He's got a lot of emotion in his eyes. He doesn't just have like a tough guy face. It's like you can kind of see, he's an actor. Look at that.
No.
All right, see anything else, or... any movie recommendations? I kind of glazed over that.
No, it's okay. I'm actually looking at my Netflix queue right now. I'm trying to find out what I recently watched. I have two in my head, but I thought I watched something better. they're both fine movies. Well, one of them's a fine movie, one of them isn't. But I thought like my buddy who always brings over all his crazy foreign movies, we watched something. I watched the documentary. It's not technically a documentary, but it was a silent film this guy shot in like 19... It's either 1902 or 1919. That's a day in the life of a Russian citizen in 1902 or 1919. With this really great soundtrack, and that was pretty awesome. You know, you have to do silent films, so if you get distracted easily, but it is pretty awesome to watch like people in Russia do stuff and almost kill themselves constantly from like standing on top of cars as they're going, or completely disregard traffic, and by traffic I mean horses everywhere. But that's fun. I saw a pretty good horror movie called The Pact, starring somebody, and then Casper Van Dien was in it. Don't let Casper Van Dien turn you off. I know Starship Troopers, but it's actually a pretty good horror movie, haunted house sort of thing, with a nice, interesting kind of ending. And then I watched a movie called House of the Devil. Is that the name of it? Fuck me, I think that's the name of it. Yeah, and that, oh boy. I'm lying, actually. It's called Night of the Demons, but House of the Devil, Night of the Demons. It's a remake of an old 80s film, and it stars, this is good, Eddie Furlong of Terminator 2 fame, and Shannon Elizabeth, or the chick herself in American Pie. And it's so bad. Oof. But
you said Shannon Elizabeth, and I thought Shannon Daugherty. Or
no. No, okay. She's doing commercials for online colleges now.
Okay. Don't end up like me. Go to college.
But it's the Pact is definitely worth watching. Interesting kind of horror movie. If you like haunted house films, Night of the Demons is great if you just want to laugh, because it's very stupid. And I know at some point I watched something else that was. Oh, if you want to see a lot of French Bush, you can watch Sexual Chronicles of a French Family. Actually a good movie. It's kind of like a dark comedy thing, but there's a whole lot of French Bush in that movie.
I think they seem to be pretty upfront about that.
Yeah, I think French people don't mind sex, and they don't like deodorant, so.
Kind of a win-lose, but.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think we're coming to a close here.
Yep.
Smurfy, appreciate you hopping on here at the last second. I know I kind of threw it at you.
No, that's cool. Yeah, I wanted to be on.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay. Honesty above all else.
No, we were really, really happy to have you here. Thank you.
No, it's fun. It's a shame I was like last second. I didn't mean to be.
No, and it's how we roll.
Yep.
Anyway, thanks to all the listeners and all that, and we will. Catch you all next time. Bye.
Yep.
Bye, guys. Peace.
Sound like you're broadcasting from a David Lynch movie. I like it.
Yeah. Well, in my head, you know.
Yeah.
Just be incredibly still, except for your larynx and your lips.
It sounds like something a serial killer tells somebody before they cuts their throat.
He's going to collect my lips.
Don't move anything except your mouth.
You have to be real specific about it.